The 31st of January, it was a Saturday. Daryl left the house about 1:30 in the afternoon. He was going to see his girlfriend who'd had a traumatic experience the previous evening. And he left quite happy, said he would see me later. 5:30 that night, I received a phone call. I was at my work, saying that Daryl had been knocked down and would I get to Wishaw General immediately. I don't remember much driving from Glasgow to Wishaw, but when I got there, I was met by a line of police bikes and my family. When I got out the car, they ushered me to Daryl's bedside, and when I went in and seen him, I thanked the Lord. He was in one piece. There was no marks on him. Immediately, I was hugging him and holding his hands and telling him, "You'll be fine, son. Your mum's here. You're going to get some tests done, and I'll be here when you wake up." Maybe about 5 minutes later, a doctor approached me and said that they'd given Daryl sedatives because he had a head injury, which wasn't clearly visible. They took him for a scan. They then informed me that he was being sent to the Queen Elizabeth, which was then the Southern, for further tests. We followed on to the Southern, and it was maybe 2 a.m. The doctors came and said Daryl's stable. We suggest you go home and get some rest, because no doubt you'll be back here early in the morning. Reluctantly, we went home. But I remember getting into bed and I was crying. I was very nervous. I don't think I slept much. And about 6:30 in the morning, the phone rung. And it was just a horrible feeling, because I had an instinct. Answered the phone, and it was a GP for the Queen Elizabeth, and he informed us there had been a deterioration in Daryl and we must get to hospital as soon as possible. Phoned my older son, Billy, and he came and met us. We all went to the hospital together, and we were met by a GP in the Queen Elizabeth. He took us straight into a side room, and he said during the tests, every couple of hours they were doing tests on Daryl, and they discovered that he was brain stem cell death through the traumatic head injury that he had sustained. He said, "I'll be very honest with you, there's nothing we can do. We can't save Daryl's life. Would you consider organ donation?" And it was as quick as that, the way he'd said it. Of course, we were in shock. Couldn't believe what was happening. So the doctor left us a small piece of paper and asked, if you do consider it, you can tick the boxes of the organs that you are happy to donate. I'm sure the doctor didn't even get out the door when I called him back. I says, "No, the decision. I've got grandkids. If it was any of them, or you could give me something to save Daryl, we would take it. And why should another family have to suffer this experience?" So we ticked the boxes. The nurses came and they took the cot side down from Daryl's bed, and they moved him to the side. So they says, "Okay, Lily, you've got the last hour in bed with your son." So I was in beside him. I could smell his breath and just his natural smell. I told him that the decision that we had made to donate his organs, and I hoped we had did the right thing. I think 20 miles in an urban area, they're all full of kids. Common sense, slow down. I passed the same spot twice a day, going to work and coming from work. I shiver when I know I'm approaching it. Sometimes I'm in tears driving past it, and honestly, it makes my blood boil when I see other cars tearing past me and they're exceeding the speed limit.